today. I tried to find things for the radio show to talk about other than the eclipse. There isn't anything. But I can tell you I'm going to tell you about this radio thing because it's the hottest ticket since I don't know. We're doing a pretty cool Taylor Swift contest. Now, it's a national contest, and you're competing with a lot of people, but it doesn't cost you anything. Every day on Q105, and this is going to go on for like another 5 weeks, so you have plenty of chances. And it's a chance to win one of three trips to the fall edition of the Eras Tour to go see Taylor. And we have national keywords that we will give you throughout the day. It goes from 6A to 7P. We give our keywords on Q105 around 30 minutes after each hour. So 6:30, 7:30, so on and so forth, up until about 6:30 p.m. during my show. And you're going to want to text that to 95819. It's a national number. It's not going to us. There are some people that text the Taylor keyword to 419-240-1055, the station number, which I'm delighted by because it has been so hard to train people how to communicate with us and where we are and to remember us. I'm glad. But for the Taylor keywords, again, 30 minutes after each hour, 6A to 7P weekdays, text that to 95819. Before I do an eclipse thing, a couple weeks or so ago, I read a story in The Blade. And if you're listening, you might see the post that I put up at least 3 days a week. I take a screenshot of a blog post that I put up every day. So a couple of years ago, I began to take all the links that I would email myself to get prepared for the day's content, and I began to send an email out to the radio staff, so everybody can be as informed or uninformed as they'd like. I've never stuck with a blog. I do like writing, though, and I as you can see, I put a lot of missives up on my Facebook page, and I do my best to set those aside in my notes where I type them out so I can hang on to them and go back to them if I'd like to, because trying to find an older Facebook post it's impossible. It's very challenging. So I take that email that I send to our staff here at Cumulus Media Toledo, and I just put it up on a WordPress post. I think it's ericchaseblog.wordpress.com, if you didn't know this. So it's a fast way to grab some of the things that go through my mind, that catch my attention, that I get prepared for all the content for the day. Unless it is an issue, and it's all local stuff, unless it is a pressing issue, I stay away from the grimness and gore. So I don't include shootings on there, no murders, things burning down, house fires. I stay away from that stuff. I did include one like that today. You might have seen a couple of weeks ago on the 280 bridge. It was early in the morning. There was a death, a wrong way driver death. And the initial report was that the young man, the 25-year-old, was the one going the wrong way. And that's what killed the older driver. I think it was like 80 years old. There was a report yesterday, and this is what I included in the blog post. There was a report yesterday that it was the older man who was driving the wrong way on 280, and the younger guy, who I think is still recovering, was not killed, but ejected from the car and seriously injured. Getting my enjoyment and reading the Facebook post comments on that news story, I agree with a lot of people. I've always said older people should get tested for their driving acuity regularly. Every couple of years, your reaction time goes, your instincts go, your vision goes. You just slow down. So you should be tested because you can be as your grandparent, your parent, can be as dangerous on the road as an 18-year-old making TikToks while they drive on airport. All of us in the middle, us late 20-somethings to, 50-somethings, we're good. We're better than the demographics I just posted. So that's up there every day. But a couple of weeks ago, there was a story in The Blade about the only black chiropractor in Lucas County. I don't think you know. So since I was a little, like most little kids, I had rampant ear infections when I was a little kid. My mom was over it. So she, I don't know how she stumbled onto this, but she took me to a chiropractor. I remember exactly where it was. Oxford Valley Mall. Took me to a chiropractor. That chiropractor began to do pressure points on my neck, and it relieved all the fluid in my ear. I don't remember the ENT saying this. I remember my mom retelling the story. My mom would say, when she would tell the story, that the ENT wanted to know what the hell happened to my ears. Where did she take me? Did I go to another ENT? What was this miracle? And she said, you went to a chiropractor and the pressure points relieved all the fluid. No more tubes, no more ear problems. So chiropractic has always been a part of my life. In fact, I don't know if that's what drove my mom to do this, but for all I can remember, the only jobs my mom had was working for chiropractors. In fact, so much so when I needed to do a report, book report, whatever it was, in school, what do you want to be when you grow up? I often did a report about wanting to be a chiropractor. There was easy access to information. And I really liked that. I really liked the doctors she worked for. I've always been a big believer in chiropractic. I had one serious injury when I was, I guess, about to turn 18 in 97. Coming home from baseball practice, somebody, a drunk person, came over the hill where me and my friends were in the car waiting in a light and slammed in the back of us. Now, I don't know how hurt my friends were, but they continued to play that baseball season. I pulled back. I do remember the next night I was driving to go on a date. That was a Thursday. This was a Friday. That Friday night, when I was driving to go on this date, and it was a pretty long ride, I could not turn my head left or right. When I was with this girl, she had to like help me up from laying down. So my neck was really messed up. I think there were a couple of busted vertebrae. Thankfully, my mom worked for a really good chiropractor. That was Dr. Len Schwartz. I was going there several days a week, if not all days a week, to get this thing fixed. And I mean, as I've just described, it was a serious injury. And I don't have anything left over from that. I have no neck problems. He was a miraculous healer. And I think my parents, my dad wound up suing the guy. And I got several thousand dollars out of it because I think it went towards paying for some of my college and helped me buy DJ equipment. I had to make the choice. Do I want to keep playing baseball or proceed with pulling back? And I don't know if it was to do the lawsuit, but I just know that I didn't play most of the rest of the season. So I've always been a big believer in chiropractic. I've gone to Dr. Mickey Frame here for a long, long time. They moved from across from the mall to somewhere else in Sylvania. A little bit more challenging of a ride for me. Much easier for me when I was downtown to get where he was. He was a great chiropractor. Always did me right. I have not been for an adjustment in several years. My low back has been bothering me, probably somewhat due to age, probably because I'm doing a bit more cardio and more exercise that puts strain on my low back, and mostly because I haven't been to a chiropractor in quite some time. So this chiropractor, Dr. Hampton, I saw she's on Bancroft, like 52-something Bancroft. 7-minute ride for me. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. Just read about her. Let me go check her out. And she's close. So I had a really good adjustment with her today. Bright lady. And it's funny. She's just getting going with social media. She's a seemingly a really good quality chiropractor. She was very, very thorough today. And I appreciate that she appreciated my knowledge of chiropractic. And she asked me when she was going to put some stuff on me. She's like, oh, you know about all this stuff. I'm like, I know. Jack up the stim. So I'm going to get to her once a month. And many more chiropractors these days accept insurance. What I have found when I've tried to use insurance in the past, paying out of pocket was less expensive than what insurance would charge me. So it was $100 for my first visit today. Got my money's worth, and I feel much better. I'm excited to do some of the exercises that caused my low back pain and see if they still do. She also said, I've never had success with common low back stretches, cat, camel, knees to chest, all that stuff. She's like, oh, that's because you're misaligned. She's like, the stretches will work better now for you. You'll get more relief doing them now that you're properly aligned after the adjustment today. So I'm going to stick with that and go back to her once a month. And I was excited. It was $99 for this first visit. I was like, well, what do you charge for a regular adjustment? And I was, you know, everything's more expensive these days. She said, $35. $35 is what I have paid for a walk-in adjustment for for hundreds of adjustments over the years. So I am into Dr. Hampton. Now the eclipse has consumed everything. So I had my eye on this a year ago. I was like, this is a big deal. It's not like a partial eclipse. Like, it's going to be dark. I remember here at work, I was throwing ideas out, you know, a year ago. Hey, we should know about this. Like, maybe we give away a hotel room or something. We got to do a promotion of an event around this. Well, everyone and everything is doing an event now. In fact, it would be a great day to loot and pillage Northwest Ohio because so many people will be paying attention, hopefully safely, to the eclipse. There's a graphic, an infographic I shared out on my socials. It's of Airbnb reservations. And it is a red line from, it's dots, but a red line of dots from the northeastern part of the U.S., like Maine near Canada, straight down to the left diagonally to Texas, which is the path of totality. And we are in the middle of it. That's if the weather cooperates so we can get the most out of this literally a once-in-a-lifetime kind of event. And I think I've told you, I'm more excited now to people watch and see how people behave, not necessarily the nature of the cosmic event, which, as I've seen many people suggest, put your goddamn phone down. Don't take pictures of the eclipse. Take pictures. Enjoy the time with family and friends. Enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime moment with them. There will be plenty of pictures, safe pictures, from NASA and other scientific organizations. They will provide safe pictures wherever you want. So don't use your phone for that. I was trying to think of the last time this many people came to the area. And I could be wrong, but I recalled the 2006 Super Bowl. I was working at Tower 98.3 at the time. I went to go watch the game with Matt Lewis at Chasers. I'm pretty sure it was. That was the Steelers-Seahawks Super Bowl. I remember it now because we all heard 1,000 times. Did you know there were 1,000 stories, as many eclipse stories are as there are now, there were that many stories about, did you know Jerome Bettis, the Steelers running back? Did you know Jerome Bettis was from Detroit? It was the nonstop storyline. But obviously a lot of people came from all over for that. As an astute fellow Toledo Redditor pointed out, this is like that, but there is unlimited attendance and it's free. I don't know. I think I'm going to stick with the number I've thrown out for a while now. I think we'll have we'll double the population here, or at least Toledo. God, I don't want to get the numbers wrong. I think we'll have a couple hundred thousand extra people here. Not a million, a couple hundred thousand. I do think the issue, unless the moon doesn't move from in front of the sun, then we'll have serious concerns. Then go kiss your loved ones. I think there's going to be major traffic issues. I have said for a year, you could have people stopping on 75, getting out of their car to watch this. People might not need to stop on 75 or 80. They might be stopped and not in construction for the sheer volume of people that are coming to the area. It was interesting to watch. So with my, I have T-Mobile internet. So I pull a Detroit signal. So my local channels are all Detroit. So last night when I'm watching my shows, it was Local 4 in Detroit. Yeah, talking about how they're going to have people stationed. One person in the plane in the path of the eclipse. People in Lunapeer and people in Toledo. So there will be Detroit stations and probably other, maybe Cleveland stations here. I don't know. Probably not. I think they're in the path too. But this is an enormous deal. And with more people on the road, I think we could have more people on the road, more people driving, more people not paying attention, a lot of accidents. Since 2020, with COVID, it was me and a couple other people in the building. I never stopped coming to work. But when I moved from mornings to afternoons, I had to do traffic reports for our Cumulus Media stations. I came to really like it. I like passing along, helpful, detailed information. It's neat when people say, hey, yeah, I hear you on K100 and you do traffic reports. Do I do a good job of them? Yeah, okay. And it's true, we don't need traffic reports all the time here until you actually need a traffic report to find out what the hell is going on. So I'm going to be at an Eclipse party at the mall, DJ A-Dub, Distant Cousins, and so many other things going on at the mall on Monday for this. So I won't be in the studio to do my traffic reports. Let me check something. That's right. I won't be in the studio to do my traffic reports, and I'm kind of disappointed by that. I was on the air in 2000 during the election in the middle of the night following the hanging chads. I was on the air in the aftermath of 9/11 and some other important events that I've enjoyed covering, but those two jump out to me at the most. My next and second Super Bowl references, this could be the Super Bowl of traffic reporting, because some of these reports could be, my report is sometimes quick, 10 seconds long. If there's some things going on, 20 seconds, there could be half a dozen, dozens of incidents that need to be passed along, where my boss just like throws his hands up and says, drive safely, because there's incidents everywhere. It will be the Super Bowl of traffic reporting.